What are the next aviation security threats, and what are the coming solutions? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Our industry faces new challenges and new opportunities when it comes to aviation security. For NBAA's Sarah Wolf, that was the takeaway from the 14th Annual Aviation Security Summit hosted by the American Association of Airport Executives, the TSA, and the Department of Homeland Security.
I walked away thinking that we face a few challenges, but technology will be making our flying easier.
At this year's conference, major topics included cybersecurity. The emerging line of thinking here is that sometimes our own employees can be the source of trouble.
The biggest threat is actually an insider threat based on sloppy protocols within the company, people problems, unfortunately, and not necessarily explaining why you have all these protocols, why you have the firewalls, what it is saving.
Which leads to the concept of risk-based security.
It is exactly assessing the environment and assessing accordingly. Risk-based security is something that the TSA has really started basing all their security programs on. In the past, they were kind of like a one-size-fits-all philosophy to their security programs, but they've started becoming more proactive and less reactive to things, working with the industry, developing a lot of the joint government and industry work groups that they have.
A third area of focus during the summit in Arlington, Virginia, was the possibility of an aviation information sharing and analysis center.
This will be the first time that the private sector will be able to share in the review of the possible threats with the intelligence community. Similar to our Air Traffic Control Command Center and our Air Traffic Services Desk.
Another area of aviation security development worth watching, the continuing growth of the TSA PreCheck program. Right now, as much as 30% of Americans traveling by air use this expedited screening program. TSA is considering expanding it to include those already screened for the known crew member program, as well as FBO and Flight Department employees already cleared for airport ramp access. What's ahead in terms of airport security technology? Sarah says a CBP Passport app is in the works, as well as other advances that will cut down on the paperwork needed for entering the country and cut down on the lines at border entry points. And there are even more advances, she says, will beef up security while remaining flexible enough to respond to new threats. Keep up with all of this by monitoring the work of the NBAA Security Council. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA Update is the business aviation community's trusted source for weekly business aviation news. It provides a digest of the latest operational, regulatory, and legislative news directly impacting the people and companies in the business aviation community, as well as information about the association and upcoming NBAA events. Subscribe for free by visiting www.nbaa.org/update.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. As more and more women enter aviation, NBAA and other organizations are working to help them develop leadership skills. Earlier this month, Women in Aerospace, the International Aviation Women's Association, and the European Business Aviation Association agreed to work together on expanding opportunities for women in both career development and in leadership. You'll find more about that at nbaa.org. And finally, NBAA will offer three PDP courses at the 2015 Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference in San Jose, California, next February. The conference runs from the 3rd to the 6th, and now you can sign up for Aviation Human Factors, that's a 2-day course starting on the 2nd, the Scheduler and Dispatcher Function on the 3rd, and Developing Strategic Vision, Mission, and Goals in Business Aviation, that's also on the 3rd. Details on the website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.